The following comes to Radioactive from the Voice of America.
This is Business Scene. I'm Ira Melman. From luxury Singapore apartments to Malaysian seafront condos, Hong Kong investors are shifting cash into Southeast Asian properties. Property stocks in Hong Kong, one of the world's most expensive housing markets, have plummeted since June. Now mainland Chinese, who traditionally viewed properties in Hong Kong as a safe investment, are opting for rival financial hub Singapore as a result of the increasingly violent protest and the U.S.-China trade war, according to observers.
I think the recent protest has so-called triggered up intense interest in Singapore. And what is Singapore insofar as the Hong Kong segment of buyers or potential buyers goes?
There are further signs the stable, tightly ruled city is benefiting from the Hong Kong turmoil. Goldman Sachs last week estimated as much as $4 billion flowed out of Hong Kong to Singapore this summer. And analysts warned there was little hope of Hong Kong's property market recovering soon.
They are transferring businesses here or transferring the wealth here. Then we have Westerners based in Hong Kong also wanting to come to Singapore to transfer their business over.
Natural disasters can leave homes in ruins and livelihoods destroyed. But now, a prototype being developed in northern Queensland of Australia hopes to change that. Tiny homes built to stand up to cyclones are becoming an increasingly popular option as housing prices continue to bite. No bigger than a shipping container, it's fitted with all home comforts, shower, sink, even a self-composting toilet. Its creators claim the structure is built to withstand cyclones. This house has also been designed to be energy efficient and offer good quality interior air. Testing simulations in full scale, James Cook University is currently researching different types of tie-down mechanisms to determine which one works best under cyclonic conditions. The tiny home concept has taken off in different forms across the globe, but regulating their rollout is posing challenges.
So the idea of having the tiny house available for people to consider as an option is something that council will look at as part of the normal building codes.
The project has taken 5 years with a price tag of between $33,000 and $67,000. Those involved hope it could also be a solution to the affordable housing crisis or to provide temporary accommodation in the event of natural disasters. For VOA's Business Scene, I'm Ira Melman.
That was a program from the Voice of America.